Cole cried out in pain as he was lifted from the boat. His ribs and leg felt as if they were being ripped from his body. Someone slipped, and Cole's leg scraped against the edge of the dock. He heard himself cry out. More footsteps pounded and voices shouted. The dock swayed, and Cole grabbed blindly at the air to stop the world from moving. He couldn't take any more of this torture. It had become violent. The commotion continued. Tilting dangerously back and forth, Cole felt himself lifted onto a stretcher and carried up the dock to a waiting van. Doors slammed, a motor revved, and there was more bouncing as the van raced down the road. Cole's pain faded into delirium. The next sensation was of entering a room and being lifted onto a soft, warm bed. Careful hands dried him and worked his pants off. He dreamed that the spirit bear was ripping at his leg, but instead of a growl, a woman's soft voice said, "Easy, easy, you'll be okay. Just relax." Cole's uncontrollable shivers were replaced by hot sweating as a towel patted his forehead. When the commotion finally stopped, Cole lay completely spent, drifting in and out of consciousness. He felt a warm blanket being tucked in around his neck, and he opened his eyes. Where was the Atau? Seeing Cole's eyes open, Edwin and Garvey stepped forward, one on each side of his bed. Edwin studied Cole. "Sure busted yourself up?" he said plainly. Garvey nodded agreement.
"Lightning knocked down a big tree. The branches must have hit you."
Cole tried to speak, but no words came to his throat. A short, round-faced Tlingit woman crowded in beside the bed.
"His wounds aren't from any tree,"
she said, pulling back the blanket.
"Look."
Edwin glanced down at the bloody red gashes surrounded by puffy ashen skin and whistled low.
"Those are bite and claw wounds."
The woman nodded.
"He's been attacked by a bear."
Cole nodded. Fear flashed in Garvey's eyes.
"I'm okay,"
Cole succeeded in grunting weakly. A thin smile failed to hide Garvey's concern.
"Half your bones are busted. Your body is swollen like one huge mosquito bite, and you're nearly starved to death. Believe me, champ, you're not okay."
Cole forced a nod.
"I am okay," he grunted again.